Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
At Midway USA, we know the AR-15 is one of the most popular rifles in modern American history. Known for its modularity and widespread use, it's often considered essential to any gun collection. The essential things you need to run an AR-15 are usually always in stock during shortages, things like magazines and 5.56 ammo. Whether you're looking to buy a new AR-15 or buy parts for your modern sporting rifle, log on and for just about everything for the outdoors, shop MidwayUSA.com.
Hey everybody, and welcome to the podcast today. It is Physical Friday, Friday the 12th. Man, we are 73 days into the burpee challenge. Are you keeping up? If you don't know what the burpee challenge is, we started on day one with one burpee. Day two, it's two burpees, and on and on. Today is 73 days, and man, I tell you what, the numbers are ramping up. I don't know if you hit halfway until you get to about 70, but I think we're about halfway through, even though we only have 30 days left. The numbers really ramp up, and it made me think that next time I try this challenge, I will start at 100 and go down to 1. I think that would be way better for me, because I'm already ready for burpees. I'm already in shape for burpees, and I get excited about doing a challenge like that, and I could do 100 burpees right away. But for other people, this is a great challenge because maybe you weren't ready for 100 burpees right away, and then follow that up with 99 burpees tomorrow and 98 burpees the next day. So what this challenge does for us is it allows us to do, you know, a stair step. We do 1 and then 2 and then 3. And that is so important because so many times, if somebody told you that you were going to do, you know, 6,000 burpees or whatever this is, man, that's kind of intimidating. That's a big number. It's a really big number. But if you break that down into smaller chunks and you do it in a manageable way, like this challenge, the one burpee today, two burpees tomorrow, three burpees the next day, you can pretty much do anything. And that, you know, as we talk about it all the time on this podcast, about how the gym is just a microcosm of life. And the gym, I call it the gym. I rarely ever work out inside and rarely ever work out in a gym, but I call it the gym anyway. But the gym is a microcosm of life. And there's tons of analogies there. And this is one. That you could be looking at a big project. You could be looking at transforming your business after coronavirus has completely changed the landscape of the world or your world. And, you know, you got a pretty good idea of what you need to do and how you're going to do it, but it's a monumental amount of work. But if you think about it like this burpee challenge, that monumental amount of work can be done if you just do a little bit at a time, break it into manageable chunks, don't get overwhelmed, and continue to do it every single day. That's how you can get through just about anything. And the funny thing is that momentum builds. And when you get the momentum building, it becomes easier. Even though the work is becoming harder, it's becoming easier and easier to be able to get the work done for the day. And then you can make some big, big jumps unlike the burpee challenge, where we're not banking extra reps like we were doing in the push-up challenge. So if you really feel strong today, you know, do 500, and those count towards the total. In the burpee challenge, we're just keeping it to the number of the day. And even if we do more, which is quite often the case in our workouts, we're not banking those towards the total. But in life and in moving towards your business goals, you can do that. As momentum builds, you can absolutely bank things, and you get in a situation to where you feel really good, your team's feeling really good, and you make big, big moves. We call that moving the big rocks. You imagine that you have a jar or a wheelbarrow, and it's full. You know, it's full of all kinds of stuff. It's full of big rocks and smaller rocks and gravel and sand. And the big rocks come out first. If you're trying to unload the wheelbarrow, or you're trying to load up the wheelbarrow, the big rocks are the first thing. So you're taking on a challenge, or you're moving towards a goal, and you choose to move the big rocks first. What are the things that you can do that you're going to move the needle the most? Those are the big rocks. You don't need to worry about the sand at this point at the bottom of the wheelbarrow. That's going to be at the end, and you're going to sweep all that out. You got to move the big rocks. And something like the burpee challenge is just a great way to keep your mind on things like that. Keep your mind on things like, man, if I can overcome that number of a horrible exercise that I really don't like, maybe I'm not even capable of doing at the first part of the challenge, and within 100 days, you can make a complete physical transformation to where that's no longer difficult for you. When you can do that in the gym or in your driveway or on the beach or wherever you're doing this, you can pretty much do anything. You can apply that to any area of your life. And, you know, as much as we're trying to build our physical body, become strong, so we can do our jobs better, so we can enjoy our time on the water more, we're also doing this to improve our mind, to improve our mindset, to be able to apply the lessons that we learn in these small controlled environments where you're voluntarily putting yourself in a very uncomfortable situation. You learn little lessons there, and those little lessons can apply everywhere. I really don't know what I would do if I didn't train. I just don't think that I would be very, very efficient in the outside world, in life. And I don't know. That's what it is to me. Other people don't train, and that's fine. And they manage to do it just fine in their own way. But for me, it just seems like the training and the small lessons that I'm learning every day as I intentionally and voluntarily put myself in very difficult, trying, and uncomfortable situations all apply to life. And over the years, it served me very, very well. So I hope that you're getting something similar out of this burpee challenge. If you haven't started the burpee challenge and it's something that's interesting to you, like I said, you just start today with one burpee. Tomorrow you do two, and you do that for 100 days until you get to 100 burpees. And you could really do it with anything. You could do it with pull-ups. You could do it with kettlebell swings. You could do it with whatever. But it's a way that you can stair-step your way towards major progress, and something that people find very rewarding. In the burpee challenge is one we've come back to about 5 or 6 times now. And about day 73, like we're on today, that's when it starts to hit you. That's when it starts to, you know, you start to say, okay, well, I got less than a month left, but this is where the numbers really build up. And that's a place in your journey towards your path towards success in your business, success in your life or whatever. That's a place where you can get intimidated and stop. But don't stop. Keep going. Just one at a time. Just keep moving. Keep moving those big rocks. After the big rocks are done, start working on the little ones. All right. I hope that is meaningful to you today. It has certainly been meaningful to me in my life and served me very well. That's Physical Friday for today. And if you have any questions about the Burpee Challenge, you can hit me up at podcast@saltwaterexperience.com. It's very easy to do. I will answer your email. And I appreciate all of you guys sending me the emails over the history of this podcast. It's been fun to connect with this whole family. So if I can help you, send me an email. And I hope everybody has a great weekend. All right. See you.